This podcast brought to you by the Bose Headset 10.
Thanks for tuning in to AvWeb's continuing coverage of EAA AirVenture direct from Oshkosh. Today we're visiting with Chad Cundiff of Honeywell Bendix King, and we're going to learn about some intriguing new products, including a real surprise, a series of portable EFBs with synthetic vision, at least at the upper end. Thanks for joining us today, Chad, and welcome to AvWeb.
Thanks for having me.
Let's get right to it. I'll be the first to admit I didn't expect to see a new portable navigator from Bendix King, but that's exactly what we've got here. In fact, we've got three of them. So tell us a little bit about the Aviator series.
Well, the Aviator series is a portable series of handhelds, and the goal with these is to really provide the pilot with the information he needs in a flexible format, but also in something that he can take to the aircraft and back from the aircraft.
Now, let's talk about the lowest end, which is actually a dedicated portable.
Right. We have what we call the Aviator handheld. The Aviator handheld is a unit. It's got a 4.3-inch high-brightness video screen with a touchscreen on it, so the pilot can sit there and use it for aviation navigation. It's got an integrated GPS, so the pilot can take this unit, program a flight plan into it, track his flight plan as he's flying. After he lands, the exciting thing about this unit is he can then take it into his car, program his route to his destination, whether it's his hotel, his home, or wherever, and then drive with that. In addition, the unit's got the capability to display XM weather, as well as play many standard media files, such as movies and MP3 devices.
Now, is that Bendix King developed hardware, or is that based on another platform?
It's a unit that's made and built for Bendix King.
Okay, now going up the line here, we have two other units which are really verging. One actually is an EFB-type design based on the Samsung tablet PC. Tell us about those.
Yeah, as we move up the line, we have what we call the Aviator Vision 3D, which is our top of the end. Two-box, Class 2 capable EFB-type system, and then the Aviator Horizon 3D, which is based on then the Samsung tablet PC. And both of those are full-up cockpit information systems, as we like to call them. They have the capability then to display an SVS picture for the pilot, so if he mounts it in his cockpit, he can then get sort of an out-the-window view of the terrain as though he's flying along. And then in addition, it's got a lot of other capabilities to expect with these. So it's got a full-up navigation system, inertial unit. It's got GPS on board, as well as some air data capability with these two units.
Now there are two models here: the Horizon 3D and the Vision 3D. What exactly is the difference?
Well, the Vision 3D's got a larger screen. It's got an 8.4-inch screen. It's got a touchscreen interface, and the Horizon 3D is going to be a 7-inch type screen. It's going to be interfaced via stylus. So it's a touchscreen using a stylus, if you will, but it's not a full-up touchscreen. The other thing with the Vision 3D is the Vision 3D is a more ruggedized unit. So it's a full-range, temperature-capable unit. In addition, it's got higher environmental qualifications on it.
Now, what's the price point difference between the Horizon and the Vision?
Well, the Horizon 3D is list priced at $4,995. And the Vision 3D is list priced at $6,999.
So the upper-end product sounds like it's more aimed at business-class aircraft?
Yeah, the upper-end product, I would say, is towards the high end of general aviation, business aviation. It's really geared towards somebody that wants full-up capability that they can then load in additional capability. Maybe they want some fleet planning capability they want to throw into this. As well as the SVS capability. So you're right, it's geared towards the folks that want more flexibility that's built into the system.
Now, the list of features here, looking over the specs, is really quite stunning. Going down the list, I see real-time weather, I see traffic, topographic terrain information, basic navigation for IFR and VFR, and, of course, the synthetic vision. There's also an available ground navigation function. Is that correct?
Correct.
And that applies to all three models?
Yeah, the automobile-type navigation is only on the Aviator handheld currently.
Okay, so the other two units don't have that.
The other two units don't currently have the automobile navigation function on them.
Okay, I also see something called Smart Profile. Can you explain what that is?
Yeah, the Smart Profile functionality enables the user that, as they're flying along, to see the terrain put out in a vertical view. So as you program your flight plan in there, the Smart Profile capability will give them obstacle and terrain warning as they fly along. So they'll understand the mountains that are in their flight plan route and how high they'll be at which distance away from the aircraft.
And how does the synthetic vision work? By that, I mean, what does it look like?
Well, it looks pretty good, I guess, is probably the easiest way to say it. But the synthetic vision that's on board with the Aviator Horizon 3D and the Vision 3D gives a pilot a view of what he'd see if he could look out the window in a cloud environment, for instance. So if you're in an environment where the window would be obscured, the synthetic vision tends to give you a great picture of the obstacles that are out there, the terrain that's out there, and show you basically what you would see out the window otherwise.
And that, I assume, is constructed from the onboard database, the terrain database.
Right. There's an onboard terrain database with all three of these units, and within the Horizon 3D and the Vision 3D, we take that onboard terrain database and render it and give that out the view vision for the pilot. The other interesting thing with the synthetic vision you're going to find is it has all the runways in there as well. So as you approach a runway or as you get towards the airport, you'll see that runway and you can understand your orientation with respect to that runway.
The last question, how does all this work? Do I buy my own Samsung tablet and all the software and the peripherals, or does it come as a turnkey system?
Well, all three of the units, the Aviator Handheld, the Aviator Horizon 3D, and the Aviator Vision 3D, all come as turnkey systems. So you purchase the system, and the hardware and the software all come ready to go out of the box. You fire it up, you get going, you log yourself in, and you're off and ready to go.
Okay, sounds interesting. We're looking forward to taking a look at it in the booth. Thanks very much for speaking with us, Chad.
Thank you.
You've been listening to AvWeb's continuing coverage of EAA AirVenture direct from Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Be sure to log on to www.avweb.com for more breaking news from Oshkosh. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting direct from Oshkosh. Thanks for listening.
Presented by Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one for the seventh consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2007 Annual Headset Preference Survey. Today's Aviation Headset 10 delivers a highly acclaimed combination of noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfort that remains unmatched. Learn more at Bose.com/headset.